I've noticed that if I choose to feel good about my choices, then I have little energy to judge the choices of others. We seem to be most critical of others when we choose to compare ourselves to others, wanting to see the darkness of our own deficiencies against the perceived greatness of others. We must make choices that allow us to encounter the most profound abilities of our true selves. Thomas Merton once said that we have the choice of two identities, the external mask which seems to be real, and then the hidden person who appears to us to be nothing, but in the eyes of God is everything. So how do you choose to live? How do you make choices? Well, this meditation from Romans chapter 5 is a reflection on choosing to rejoice and choosing to celebrate even in your sufferings and hardships, knowing that they too produce endurance. So let's begin this time of meditation by beginning to rest with your choices. A moment to consider your paths. No choices to make for now. Only considerations. No decisions to make. Only reflections. So simply begin to be present and aware of paths ahead. Allow your eyes to move now from open through a soft gaze to closed. And become aware of your breathing. And begin to move deeper now into moments to rejoice in the presence of the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit. Choose them. Resting now in this moment of peace, I want you to listen and respond to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, help me choose to rejoice. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. So I am well pleased with weaknesses, with insults and with distresses, even with persecutions and with difficulties, all for the sake of Christ. So, Heavenly Father, help me then choose to rejoice. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong. So, Heavenly Father, help me choose to rejoice. For when I am weak, I am truly able, truly powerful, and truly drawing from God's strength. So, Heavenly Father, help me then to choose to rejoice. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes softly closed, choosing to rejoice in the presence of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come now too. Your eyes still closed, notice the sensations in your body and your mind. What choices do you face? How do you feel the Holy Spirit guiding you? Use each of your senses to encounter His leading. Scan your body and your thoughts. Are there barriers blocking you from choosing God? Well, don't work on removing them for now. Just simply breathe deeply, face them, and note them for now. Continue to scan. What within you feels most clear as you approach your choices? Just note that and rest there for a moment as well. Are your thoughts drifting? Well, not to worry. Feel no judgment. Rather, begin to center back on choosing to rejoice in God. Don't fight distracting thoughts, but rather allow them to drift by without effort as you center on choosing to rejoice. Pause, breathe, and center back on rejoicing over all the Holy Spirit reveals to you. Take another minute now, in peace, as you whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, help me choose to rejoice. Center to when you're breathing. Bring your attention to each unique breath. Don't try to control your breathing, just notice it for now. Now take in a quick, deep breath from your belly. Hold it for a moment. Now slowly release it. Once more, take a quick deep breath from your belly and hold it for a moment. Now slowly release it. Do this a few more times. Keep taking quick, deep belly breaths and then slowly exhale. Note your pulse slowing, your mind settling. Each quick inhale filling you with the joyful breath of God. I will give you a minute here, and with each breath, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to choose to rejoice. continue as you center on God's message for you in this, the first of three scripture readings from Romans chapter 5, verse 3, and we'll begin in the Amplified version. And not only this, but with joy let us exult in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships, knowing that hardship, distress, pressure, and trouble produce patient endurance. What from the reading gave you the most joy? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you to new and joyful thoughts. And not only this, but with joy, let us exult in our sufferings and rejoice in our hardships, knowing that hardship, distress, pressure, and trouble produce patient endurance. What emotions rose to the surface after this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time of believing in the joy offered and shown to you by God. Listen once more, but from an expanded passage from the New King James Version. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. What did you experience in this passage? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on choosing to rejoice in all God has given you. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the New Living Translation. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What was the Holy Spirit whispering to you? I want to give you this minute for that to be your continued contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to thoughts of rejoicing. resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, close your eyes and see two paths stretching out before you. One, the way of God's divine design, and the other, the path of your own desires. One path designed before time, the other, merely a new shortcut. One path well tended, thoughtful and groomed. The other path, haphazard, with no apparent markings. The desire path may seem shorter, and God's design path may look harder. But look at them both now. Take time to be mindful of them both for a moment. God's design path is not always easy. It's not always short. But it is honest. It gives to people in need. It helps others. It is kind and merciful. And it's a path of forgiveness. So what paths are you facing today? What choices are before you? Well, I want you to receive this next minute as a gift to be still and consider your choices. I hope you choose to rejoice. Center once more in your breathing. And when you feel ready, and not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to rejoice in all that you encounter. Today you have the opportunity to choose. And expect then to pause. Expect a pause as you consider a thought or something to say or hear or see. Expect choices. And be thankful for them. Those pauses are a gift from God. Expect to feel choices today as you consider your paths. Shortcut paths of your own desires and least resistance, or divine paths of His design. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with God on the path. But for now, let me pray that you choose to celebrate even your paths of suffering and hardship, knowing they produce endurance. And may you know the joy of Christ, be guided in wisdom by the Holy Spirit, and encounter the divine ways of the Holy Father soon, now, and always. Amen.